Falling credit ratings for Illinois institutions of higher learning are a trickle-down effect from the Illinois budget impasse. The state as a whole has found itself under constant scrutiny by the credit rating agencies. Ted Hampton is a senior credit officer with Moody's. He says Moody's tends to look at Illinois more frequently because it's an evolving, high-profile situation. Last June, Moody's issued a credit change for Illinois, and it was yet another downgrade.
It's been the lowest-rated state of all the 50 states since January of 2012, when we downgraded it to A2. So it's been an outlier, and increasingly an outlier as we've moved the rating lower. So from that perspective, the rating is expressing what we view as the state's extreme challenges in areas like pension funding, tendency not to have a balanced budget, and the tendency to rely on techniques like deferring payment on bills in lieu of having a balanced budget.
He says there's no specific timeline when the next outlook for the state would be released. He says it's really in response to events or changes, and he says passing a budget won't guarantee an immediate upgrade.
You know, we would have to look at the budget that gets enacted and assess it. Ideally, we could do that in very short order, but we would have to make some kind of judgment about whether it had stabilized the state's situation or improved it or really perhaps not had any impact or, you know, in fact, allowed things to continue deteriorating.
There's a lot of discussion about Illinois knocking on the door to achieving so-called junk bond status. Moody's has a 21-step scale for assigning ratings. The Illinois rating has been coming down steadily for the last 8 or 9 years. It's now 2 notches away from the threshold between investment grade and non-investment grade.
Once it falls below that level, there's certain investors that will not or cannot buy the bonds anymore. So what it means is that the universe of potential buyers of state's bonds becomes much more limited, and that will further increase the state's relative borrowing costs.
Illinois State Treasurer Mike Frericks is keeping close tabs on the ratings process.
The rating agencies have made it very clear that the dysfunction, the lack of accomplishing the most basic part of state government, passing a budget, has been resulting in our downgrades, and we would get an upgrade when they did do this. We are in real risk of reaching junk bond status if we go through May without getting a budget passed. I hope that the governor and the General Assembly can put their differences aside and focus on passing a budget. That should be the number one priority in state government right now.
The credit rating for the state has been sliding since Frericks took office. He says he would have changed his approach if there'd been a full budget plan each year.
Most certainly we would have done things differently. If the governor and the General Assembly had been able to pass a budget and we'd be able to make longer-term plans, we would have invested in longer-term instruments.
Frericks says his office is designed to generate revenue, but the impasse and knocks on credit from firms like Moody's have had a cumulative effect.
We brought in tens of millions of dollars interest last year, but we think we could have brought in an additional $39 million to the state if there had been a budget in place and we could have invested in longer-term instruments.
He sums it up as a virtuous cycle versus a vicious one.
That it becomes a virtuous cycle when you pass a budget. You get a better credit rating. You have more money to spend on infrastructure, and the treasurer's office brings in more money. But when they can't reach agreement, when they let their personal issues get in the way of doing their job, that creates a vicious cycle that we get credit downgrades. We pay more in interest, and the treasurer brings in less money in interest. It just makes it that much more difficult. We want to maximize our return because we know that every dollar we bring in is a dollar the governor and the General Assembly don't have to raise in taxes, or a dollar in cuts they don't have to make to our schools.
Ted Hampton with Moody's says, in general, the budget standoff has made an already bad situation even worse. And he says there's a risk in a further drop in the state's credit standing.
The immediate pressure from the impasse is a situation that leaders of the state could choose to address and could quickly rectify, but their failure to take that step up to now is having some real consequences. Paralysis in the weeks ahead, the last few weeks of this legislative session, could make Illinois even more of an outlier among states than it already is.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.